While I am from Iowa State University, I hope that you know that I'm speaking from my heart and my passion. Recycling is one of the things I love to do. My wife and I compost, we vermicompost, we do a variety of different things, but it hasn't been something that I've done through my whole life. Growing up on a farm, that's something that we were taught to do, just because that's something everyone did back then. And in the 70s, we were told that the landfill was something that was going to be saving the earth because it would decompose everything and bring it back, and we could fill that hole back up. But I have a little bit of news for us about that. So about 5 years ago, my wife and I really focused on what we could do to help start reaching out and learning about recycling and composting. I gave her for Mother's Day a vermicompost bin, which if you don't know what that is, we put our scraps in there before or after our food, and then worms will digest it and make it into compost, and we can put that out in our gardens. And it's a great thing. It's super cool to see. In about a month, I get about a shoebox full of soil, and it's a great thing. Some people aren't familiar with that. Let me do a little introduction. My name's Steve Coates. I'm from West Des Moines, Iowa. I live there with my wife and two boys. I have a senior and a freshman and a dog named Millie. I started at Iowa State about 2 years ago, full-time. I was, in 2015, a student, graduate student at Iowa State, and happened upon a job called sustainability with Mary Rankin, and it changed my life. And I'm super excited to be here to speak with you about it. 2 years ago, I wanted to meet the vendors I was going to be working with. And one of the most important vendor that I met was John Russa from the Boone County Landfill. He shared with me in 1970 that the landfill was dug. And the idea behind it was that you would put your waste in there and it would decompose and you could just continue to fill that hole. Well, they had enough space for five digs to put into the landfill there, and so he shared with me that 2 years ago, they dug their fifth hole. Now, when it was dug in 1970, they said it was going to last to 2060 about. With that last hole being dug, they're thinking it's going to last about 2 to 5 years. So the landfill is getting ready to close. And so they're looking for new ways to do things, and that happens to be recycling. If you go there, you're going to notice they've put a new shed up, and there is a place for you to do single-stream recycling. What single-stream recycling means is that you use your paper, plastic, metal, and glass, and you put it all into one bin, and you simply go and dump it into, they have a pit there that will fall into a semi-truck. That then is taken to a MRF, a material recovery facility, which is down in Des Moines, and then that is where it is separated out by machines to make sure that paper, plastic, metal, and glass go into its separate location. And then, at the very end of it, it is a human eye that will clean out any of the extra contaminants that are in there. And they are baled and then sent to different commodities. So the plastic, I know our plastic goes to Chicago. In Chicago, it's shred and it's put into little BB pellets, kind of like beanbag pellets you would know, and it's melted down and then reused. So you can find recycled plastics in your totes that you get from the different large box stores. You can find it in furniture that you put outside during the summer, or you can find it in the new decking wood, the compost decking or the composite decking wood that has recycled plastics in it. We are really doing a great job as Americans in trying to do that. However, we hear naysayers all the time, including last weekend on the CBS Sunday Morning News, that only 5 to 6% of plastic is being recycled. Now that's true and that's false. What happens is when you look at all of the plastic that's being recycled, 5 to 6% is true, because we have 1 and 2 that can only be recycled. The rest need to be reused, not recycled. So the terms are different. Recycled means I'm going to take that product and break it down and make it into something new. Reused means that I'm going to use it in a new way. So for example, number 3, the PVC pipes can be shredded down and put into countertops. So your quartz countertop is going to have PVC in it. It can be shred down and put into asphalt. So our roads are now having PVC put into it, which is making it stronger and longer lasting. So there's a variety of things that are happening that can be reused, which is different than recycling. So when you hear that term 5 to 6% is recycled, it is true, but we are also reusing a lot of that plastic. I happen to sit on the state board for Iowa Recyclers Association, and I've learned a lot in the last couple years about recycling and how that works. We are the ones that kind of helped generate the verbiage for the new bottle bill that's out. We are also helping them generate some verbiage for compost and how it can become more of a backyard project. We are also looking at working with plastics and how we can recycle those plastics better. When I started, I found out that we as students produce about 690 pounds of garbage in a day, or in a school year. 690 pounds I collected November 15th, which is National Recyclers Day, and I put it out on Central Campus, and it ended up to be 8 foot by 8 foot by 10 foot tall, and we had a large waste pile there. And as the students were walking by, they would say, "What's the trash doing on the Central Campus?" And they, I would tell them, that's how much one student makes in a school year. That really opened their eyes, because if you take that and multiply it by the 30,000 that's on campus, that's a lot of waste that's going into the recycling or into the landfill. Of that, 60 to 70% can be recycled, which is an interesting thing too. We're throwing a lot of stuff away that we don't need to. In the Genesis scripture lesson today, we heard that God put us in charge of the garden. The garden stands for earth, and it stands for the plants and animals and people around us. And sadly, we have failed in that. I don't want to become legalistic, but we need to take a look at our own actions and how convenient plastic is to us. We use single-use plastics on a regular basis, and we don't even realize it. I get up in the mornings and I strip open a cheese stick that has a bubble plastic around it, and I throw the plastic away. Don't even think about it. I put it into this black plastic bag, and I tie this pretty bow on it, and I take it out to my waste bin, and I drop it in there. And I roll my waste bin out to the curb, and I think, it's going away. I don't think about where it's going. It's going to the landfill. That landfill becomes a repository for us. And because of our rules and regulations, we have this rubber boundary underneath it that's holding the trash in there so the water and stuff doesn't leach out and doesn't contaminate our waters. So we have this plastic binding around it. We've put our plastic bag in there. We've pressed it down as tight as it can. There is no way the elements are getting to that. And it's becoming a storage unit for us. And it's going to be there until who knows when. It's not decomposing. It's not working. And we need to take a look at our practices to understand how we can do it better. As individuals, we have that opportunity. A year ago, I was at a wedding, and I spoke to a gentleman who works at a corporation up in Story City. And he was mentioning that they make bags that go for chips, and this plastic strip that they've now put in there conveniently for us to zip it shut and keep the chips fresh. They are being challenged by big box stores to change that to something that is compostable, so that when you're done with your chips, that can be composted and put into the land, but then be valuable to the land. So they're looking at tapioca flour and rice flour and different things like that that can be strong enough to make that plastic stick, but yet something that is reusable. Now, he said that, and what took me by surprise is that a small town called Story City has big box stores telling them that they need to start composting and figuring out ways to do that. What that says to me is that our money and our ways of actions are changing practice, and that's a huge thing. So if you think that one person can't do anything, that's not true. One person can influence another person who then influences another person, and that influences the big box stores who start changing their motives. What we want to start seeing is a circular economy. A circular economy means that we're going to take this product and it's going to go through the use of it and be remade into that same product and be used again. So we're not throwing it away, but instead we're reusing it. Think of it as a glass bottle. When you take a glass bottle, you wash it out, you can reuse it. I saw that today. And you can actually, it's an item that is infinitely recyclable. So any glass, if it were to be recycled, can go in and be pure when it's remade the next time. So glass and metal are infinitely recyclable and something that we need to really focus on. Plastics are a bit more challenging. I have a handout later on that I can hand to you, which talks about the plastics 1 through 7, kind of what works and what doesn't. 5 is that one that's called single-use plastics. My mother, I love her to death, but she loves convenience. And so when we get together for family dinners and that kind of stuff, she puts out the plastic tablecloth, which looks really pretty, but is only used once. She pulls out the paper plates, which look really pretty, but is only used once. She uses a variety of things that are single use. And I keep saying, why can't we go back to the fancy meals we used to have where we'd put out the nice china and the silverware and the crystal and do all that kind of stuff? And it's too much work for her. But if you think about what we're doing, the work that we're saving in putting the nice stuff out and appreciating what we have has now been cheapened by the work of this plastic, and we're now using it to work our environment, which is even more challenging. You heard that plastics, single-use plastics, will last about 300 to 800 years, is what they're saying, because of the plastic inside of it. And we only use it for 10 minutes. That's really disappointing, isn't it? Our actions and how quickly that can be used and just tossed away. We don't even think about it. So we need to really start concentrating on our trash. One of my sayings is, I love to talk trash, and I do, because trash is something that we all need to speak up about. It's become this curse word for us in this civilization. Trash, we don't talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. But instead, if we could talk more about trash and how we care for it, how we take care of it, what we do with our paper, with our plastic, with our glass and with our metal, and how it's reused, that's important stuff. I celebrate with the green team today as I walked around and was shown all the different things. Even your bathrooms have the double flush to it. That's awesome. There's so many things here that you're doing, and I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but it's so great. I'm so grateful for everything that you're doing. Again, what we need to do is we need to become the gardener. We need to take care of the earth. We need to be able to walk out in nature and be appreciative of what we have. One of the things I find as I walk through nature is that I find peace. When I walk across campus, I hear the birds. I feel the wind. I smell those flowers. Spring is the best time on campus. And one of the things I think about is the peace that's overwhelming me. I reconnect. I find that connection again. And in the Genesis, it talks that God and Adam would walk together in the evenings. After he ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil, he disappeared. He hid. He didn't want to be seen. And I want to be seen. I want to be able to be in walking in that peace in that natural world that we have. And that is part of my action. I want to be using my gardening skills to take care of the earth. I know you all are the same. And I see that so greatly in this green team and all the actions that are happening. I will be here afterwards to talk more about recycling. I have a bunch of trash with me, so if you want to talk about what recycles, I'm happy to do that. I have some swag, some magnets, and different things like that that I like to hand out to encourage people to think about recycling and doing that kind of thing. Once again, I am so thankful for the opportunity to speak with you. I wish you happy Earth Month and happy Earth Day tomorrow. It's a great time to celebrate and smell all the beauty that's in the air, feel the warmth, and enjoy the day. Thank you so much.